there are two different types of documents. There's the set that we presented.
You can talk to the microphone.
There are two different sets of documents. There's the set that was presented at the March hearing, and then there are two documents today that build on what was submitted previously. So they would go collectively together.
Okay. So what I would propose is that we direct staff to take that material and analyze it and compare it to what staff is proposing in their order so we can see, you know, what the differences are. Where there's common ground, what can be used, how similar they are. Because I can't get a clear enough handle from the presentation that I had today on that. Now, could staff do that and come back for us in July?
I won't be available in July to be here.
Well, we have another lawyer who is available, is that correct?
I see the smiling face now.
Yeah.
but I did want to comment on your proposal that those documents are submitted after January 3rd.
I understand that. I understand
that.
You're right.
Comment period and
They are. And, you know, I think in my sense in how to approach this whole thing is that it is not an easy thing for us to get our hands around and try to make sure that we've considered everything, because we're going to vote at some point, and it is going to happen soon, and then that's going to start a five-year period. I would like to give the Farm Bureau proposal, you know, as much consideration as possible. And listen, let's face it, the collaborative approach that we were hoping was going to work, you know, over the years hasn't really worked that well. This is something we talked about at the big workshop we had in Salinas in that big hall. I mean, essentially, this is the collaborative approach. And so the board has had a couple of workshops. We have had this meeting, we've had it maybe four or five times that we've actually had a shot at hearing and commenting, and it just, if you lined up all the days, it's maybe been about 5 days for us to get our hands on this and to comment on it. It just takes us a long time when you stretch it out for us to get to the end result here. But the collaborative approach wasn't really working for whatever reasons, whether it was personality or what have you. But that's just the reality of where we were at. This is the approach that is the fallback approach, and it's the board itself, hearing information and giving feedback to staff and continuing this process until we kind of distill it down. I will say this. I think we are getting closer, if not right there, to where, you know, it's going to be. I mean, I'm in favor of the components of staff's proposal at this point. I think we have to get to the water quality issues, you know, sooner than later. I'm not very moved by any voluntary aspects of anybody's plan. I think that this has to be a plan, an order that affects, you know, everybody. I am concerned about some of the criteria, some of the, you know, factors that go in. But I'll tell you something. I'm sure each of us up here and many of you, we could all come up with kind of different variations of this. And none of them would be perfect. Some would be better than others. But this is what is being developed. And I think it's very reasonable. And I think that this is going to be a flexible enough approach that in the end, it should achieve what we want it to achieve. I want to say one thing about the size of ag as an industry. I continually hear how many billions of dollars it generates for the economy, and I think that is a great testament to really its success. The flip side of that is it would appear to me that there's got to be some way to get the funds from this income stream. Instead of right at the farm level, there should be some other effort employed to tap into that to make this work and lighten the financial burden where it exists. And by that, I mean whether collectively people look at this in terms of assessing their cost contribution at the wholesale level or some other level. That's something for everybody to work out. And maybe that would be a response to what the board ultimately adopts as an order. But, I mean, I can see that for an individual, there's going to be a cost that that individual has to bear, and it doesn't seem to get reflected up the cost structure because of competition. Somehow, with that much money flowing through this industry, there's got to be a way for that creativity to be applied to get the funds to make this work. We have to apply standards regardless of who the source of the pollutants are. We're not authorized to start making distinctions between one industry, one type of discharger, another kind of pollutant. It's just, I don't see how we can do that under the law without violating it. What I do see, though, is that we have great discretion in time frames for compliance. And it's always been my feel that that's where we will exercise our discretion. Certainly, I hope, as a board, and I would hope that staff would do the same in terms of how this order eventually gets, you know, implemented and enforced. But time is here for us to start to do something and to get it moving forward so we can see how it gets implemented and how it may need to be changed. So, you know, I don't look at this as anything static whatsoever. I look at this as something that is a starting point, or actually the next starting point from where we were. We're now at second base. We're currently at first base. We're trying to get to second base, and it's going to change and modify as we move on with this. But what I would propose, and it depends on what the rest of you, you know, the three of you would like to do, this has to come back anyway. We need another board member.
Yep.
So, and I would like to give the Farm Bureau proposal, you know, staff's analysis and review.
Well, I think that's what I was recommending.
Okay. And by doing that, what it would mean is that people would be able to comment again, because that would be a change in potential change in what goes into staff's proposed order. So,
Mr. Chair, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Before you go any further? You started out saying that we've had several workshops, and you mentioned we had one in Salinas, but I think you meant to say in San Luis Obispo at the Elks Club. Is that correct?
You're right. You're right.
I thought maybe I missed one.
Once we get north of Santa Barbara, I kind of lose
kind of
a little perspective. You know,
you're like a duck out of water. I understand.
No. You're right. It was at the Elks Club, and that's when Charlie.
Well, I didn't want these folks to think that we had a secret workshop and they weren't involved in it.
Yeah, no. You're right. San Luis Obispo.
Elks Club.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt your thought.
That's
Mr.
okay.
Chair.
Mr. Hodgson.
Okay, I can also support Mr. Jeffrey's recommendations. I just want to make sure that everybody. I think everybody already accepts the idea that we really have a serious problem, and we've got to start doing something about it. We're not going to put this thing, this solution of it, off to our grandchildren or great-grandchildren or whatever it is. So we've got to get going. I think maybe with this little bit of delay, staff could look at the privacy issue and see if there is some way we could accommodate some of those concerns out there. And I think it might help if it's stated pretty clearly in a public meeting like this that if there are violations, then the staff's response is to work with that discharger and resolve the issue. And as long as the discharger, and please correct me if this is not staff's view, but I think your view is that as long as that discharger is cooperative in trying to resolve the issue, that there is no enforcement action. Enforcement comes when somebody is non-responsive or there are repetitive problems and there don't seem to be any other solution. And then it has to come back to this board before there is any fine. Is that correct? And I think, you know, that needs to be very clear to the ag industry, is that there's quite a process before there would be anything but positive reaction to a problem.
John, a few last words.
Go ahead.
Mic is on. Yeah, I can go along with this and respect your views. Well, Mr. Jeffries, so I would ask staff in looking at that alternative ag program that you look carefully at, you know, the maize may require, may end up in, you know, the voluntary level of it versus shall require, which comes with regulation. And let's see if the voluntary aspect of this rises to the level of what we think we need to see in a regulated program, and then what the consequences are of noncompliance within their program structure. Some of that concerns the way that they're going to work in their collaborative or cooperative, you know, sub-watershed kind of regional scale. If you could kind of characterize that for us so that we understand how small a scale is that. And I'm also, again, I'm concerned about aggregate data and not getting the characterization to the level that we really need it. And so I think if you could help us understand how that collaboration working within the farm community, how we can begin to see, if we could see, you know, similar level of data coming out of their process for designing a reporting program, then that's something to consider. But as Jeff said, I can't see it with the little time that we had and the brief amount of information. So that's what I would be looking for from staff.
So staff did present a matrix at one point, and maybe it was in March. I don't know, but you've done that. So really, what we're looking at here is this additional information that was presented, to take that and to compare it and contrast it.
Well, not that, Mr. Chair, but also what they presented today.
That's what I meant, March and today, and to compare and contrast that to what you're proposing, because what you proposed also, there were some modifications that were put up in the end. So
you're talking about the fact that the ag folks made changes today and we made changes today. So
right.
Comparison of how those end up, right?
Right. Is staff able to do this so that we could take care of this in Watsonville in July? Is there enough time for that or not?
You may chime in, but one of the things I want to clarify in getting to an answer to your question is that to just make a comparison of what we heard today in terms of their changes and the changes we made is not that big a deal. Because as you said, we have compared the alternatives before. What throws me for a loop is you said another round of comments. So, first of all, I don't really see why comparing the two sets of changes triggers another round of comments. So that's the one thing, is why is that the case? And secondly, if that is legitimate and necessary to do, then of course that takes a whole lot more time. But I don't see why comparing what you've heard today as far as changes triggers another round of comments.
Well, here's the concern. My concern is that the board set a January 3rd cutoff date to submit comments. Now you propose to have staff review new information submitted after the cutoff date that has not been available to all the rest of the interested parties in this matter to they could have, in their 3 minutes or their longer time that you granted them, comment on these other proposals. They have not had that opportunity. The staff reviewed what proposal was submitted by June 3rd and gave you comments, and some of those were that the proposal would not comply with the water code. Some parts would, and they made recommendations and made changes based on their recommendations. But if you are proposing to allow additional comment, significant documents into the record, then, and I don't know if I can even advise you at this point what public process should occur, but it would require some additional public process because it hasn't been available to all the different, you know, there's a wide range of interests in this matter, and it has not been made available to them. And I know for now that some of their proposals are not legal and would not comply with the water code, and the staff has already made those clear, and I would recommend that you not have staff reevaluate what's legal or not, but they can look at the parts that would potentially be comply with the law and could be incorporated. But
are you saying you can't advise us right now on what
I need
type
to look
of public
at what,
process?
Well, for example, if you want the staff to come back with just comparing, okay, they've submitted these new documents, then it could be the public process could just be to allow people come and make oral comments, or it could be that the staff makes a written, you know, several-page analysis, and that goes out to the public, and then people can respond to that several-page analysis with seeing these additional comment, you know, documents you're proposing to maybe put into the record now. It just depends. It's a little unclear to me yet what you're asking the staff to do, but if what you're asking is to say, evaluate this new information and give us a report about what aspects of it the staff would recommend incorporating into the order or changes, that could be a subject to public comment,
okay.
And then that would be okay.
All right, and those parts of their submission which staff doesn't agree with and why.
Right.
I mean,
so
both.
Is that what you're essentially asking for?
Yes.
Is by July.
Well, can
some
they do it by
small
July?
Small report or by whenever of what of a further analysis of that this proposal, and then people could comment on this that staff sort of an addendum to the staff report or something of that ilk. Is that what you're
yes
thinking about?
Isn't that what?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we're asking for.
Okay, so now, the public process would then likely be this addendum to the staff report, and these additional comments would be out for public comment.
And would these additional comments then be limited to?
Yes, to that.
To the staff, the report. Addendum to the staff report.
Right.
Okay. Any idea, Lisa, how much time staff needs to really do this?
I agree with what Roger said. To be able to do the analysis and write it in a report as an addendum to the staff report to meet the key dates for getting the staff report out to the public for the July board meeting is doable. The question I have is how long for public comment, because if it's more than the 10 days between when we post our staff reports and when the board meeting happens, then I'm not sure we can achieve July.
We normally allow what?
Well, legally, you would only be required to have 10 days, as far as I know, but I need to confirm that.
But that was my assumption.
If it's more than 10 days, then it wouldn't work for July. But I need to confirm.
And the form of that public comment would then, I mean, that would not be an opportunity for any written comments. That would just be an opportunity to review it and then talk to the board.
That's my question right there. My concern is that what are we going to do with the comments that we get? Because you received how many hundreds of pages of comments and responses from us? And we responded to all the comments that were submitted by November 3rd. It was hundreds of pages.
Well, is staff required to comment on comments?
We respond to them.
To respond? Yeah.
Not on comments on a waiver.
No?
No.
So people could just submit their comments and the board will just read the comments.
But I'm saying
it's just it doesn't make a good record if you don't have a response, but you aren't legally obligated to have written responses to comments on the waiver.
But see, there's the big difference between getting something out to the public with enough time for them to review and then coming and commenting to the board, as opposed to enough time to review, write comments to us, for us to compile them, distribute to the board. That's a whole different time period.
I hate to complicate this, but I'm going to. What about the other folks that we're going to hear from who are going to say, what about us and our view or our proposal?
You mean the other proposals?
The other proposals are other comments from the other side of the
aisle?
But
here, let me just throw this out here, and this is my take on what we're doing. And Francis, if it's wrong, let me know, of course. But the board is deciding what information it feels is important right now for consideration that it wants staff to comment on. I don't think that opens this up that now everyone gets to submit new information to us, or that there may be other proposals out there that we've kind of decided, okay, we've heard them, we're just not interested in having any further comment on them. This is what we've heard. We would like to hear more about it, and we're trying to narrow this down, and the board's making the decision to do that. Is that okay?
Yes, as long as there's a public comment period on the staff's response to your question.
Okay.
And which could include commenting on the agricultural proposal that has not been made available publicly.
Okay, but I think what Michael was referring to is other proposals, other interested persons that have had proposals.
Yeah, you're not obligated to accept more proposals.
Okay.
Right. And to what Roger just said, I think is really important. Francis, you said as long as there's an opportunity for comment, Roger said that could be at the board meeting.
Right, and that's where I want to look. I can't say absolutely for sure that that's an appropriate process, that maybe written comments are appropriate, but I will need to.
You mean staff's written comments?
No. You are proposing to accept comments that were submitted after January 3rd,
right.
and all the other comments that were submitted in a timely manner, everybody got to come here and comment on everything. Now you're proposing to accept more written comments and have staff prepare an addendum to the staff report. So the question is, should the rest of the public be allowed to have to submit written comments on this additional staff report and document you're accepting in the record, or will oral comments be sufficient? And what I don't feel comfortable saying absolutely for sure that oral comments are sufficient, which is what Roger is trying to confirm.
So what if we allow the cutoff period to be the board meeting itself?
Well, if you get 2,000 pages of written comments, it's going to be awfully challenging for you to be evaluating those comments.
Mr. Chair, it seems like it would make sense to have an either-or course here, and it's dependent on our council determining which procedure will work.
Right.
So if it's going to be if it's legal and it's satisfactory for the board to hear comments at the meeting as opposed to receiving written comments, I think that's doable for July, right?
Schedule-wise, it's doable. I'm not sure about people's availability.
Okay.
How about time-wise?
But if our council determines that we have to have a round of written comments, then it's not doable.
Correct.
So I think we may just have to leave it at that.
What about then the September board meeting?
Well, we'd go to the next available one.
Which is down here in San Luis Obispo.
Yeah.
Can I ask our council a question? What's the difference between oral comments and written comments? You're telling me that
if someone if there's a limited time period and people are submitting written comments to the last minute, it's not possible for you and the staff and everybody to read those comments in a timely manner.
I understand that, but
there's a time issue.
There was oral comments made by a whole lot of people.
Right.
There was oral comments made by the Ag Coalition. So why is it different than submitting written comments?
Because you're asking staff to prepare a new staff report, an addendum to the staff report, commenting on new information in the record, and I just can't tell you right now without researching the law whether you're obligated to provide an opportunity for written comments, and I need to research that and let the staff know for scheduling the meeting.
So the timing will be dependent on the result of that opinion, that research.
I will bow to that decision.
Well, if we put this off to September, does that offer enough time for written comments to come in and staff to reply on those written comments?
I don't think time is the issue. I think clarity about the process is what we need to resolve, so sure.
Well, the clarity would be that people submit written comments if they want to. I mean, we would do this the normal way, which is staff comes out with an addendum to the staff report on these items that we've identified, dealing with the California Farm Bureau proposal, and that people have an opportunity to submit written comments by a certain date, and staff provide a reply.
On that addendum?
On that addendum.
Only?
Only, yeah.
I think it's doable by September.
Okay. How? Is that okay with the rest of you?
Are we giving up on July?
No, well, it'll be dependent on the opinion.
It looks like July, we're forcing something that we may cut something off that we should not be cutting off.
Yeah.
And we don't know yet. Francis has to look at that. And I mean, does July versus September make that much difference in the long run? Because I think what we're going to have, when this comes back, we're going to be ready to vote on it.
And well, I would
we're probably going to have a fifth board member.
I would hope by September we would.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with canceling the June meeting and putting that information on the July meeting, would we have adequate time if the staff could get it ready?
I don't think that's a factor.
That's not a factor. Okay. All right.
Okay. So that's our direction.
Okay.
So is everyone kind of clear with what we want to do? Okay, what we are directing staff to do is to take the California Farm Bureau written submission that was from March 17th, they submitted something, and their submission today. We're directing staff to compare and contrast and comment on what parts of that submission are doable, for what reasons, which parts are not doable, for what other reasons, so that we can get some further analysis of that. And to have that done, we'd like the board meeting to be in September, where we get an addendum to the staff report limited to those items for our consideration.
And compare with the changes that we recommended today.
Yes. It's essentially taking the matrix that staff put together a couple of board meetings ago, whenever it was, and to just update that. Because that is fine to use. That approach is fine. So is that clear, Mr. Schimmick?
No, thank you.
Okay, all right. So, all right, folks, I think that that brings this meeting to a close. Right? Any other comments from the board? John?
We'll adjourn until tomorrow morning.
Before you leave,
yes?
Make sure you take anything of importance with you. There's going to be another meeting in here tomorrow morning early before the board meeting. So don't leave anything behind that's
okay.
of any value or of any
confidential.
Significance.
All right.
Confidential, yes.
We're done. Thank you very much.
John.